It's coming time for AIG and the taxpayers to part ways.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government is trying to clean up one of the biggest messes still left over from the financial crisis, the bailout of what used to be the world's biggest insurance company, AIG. Today, officials from the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve Bank meet with AIG's board to talk about an exit plan. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is joining us live now from Washington, D.C. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill.
What is the government trying to accomplish here?
Well, the government still owns 80% of AIG. The insurance company got multiple government bailouts, which means there will have to be a lot of complicated transactions to make it independent and to recover the $130 billion that's still owed taxpayers. To pay off its part of the debt to the Fed, AIG is selling some of its non-government-owned assets, and Treasury stake in AIG, $50 billion worth, will be converted to common stock and sold.
So our government will be in the stock-selling business?
Scary, isn't it? And if those stocks are sold too quickly, it'll flood the market and dilute the value of the shares, and then everyone, taxpayers, policyholders, private shareholders, stand to lose. So it's going to take a while, probably more than a year, to get rid of the government shares.
So if it's going to take so long, why this flurry of activity now?
Well, the Obama administration wants to show that it's doing all it can to extricate the government from the bailout of the banking system. They want to show voters, before the election, of course, that there still is a plan to get most of taxpayers' money back.
That's Marketplace's John Dimsdale from Washington. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Bill.
Protesters, tens of thousands of them, are marching today in Brussels, Belgium. The marchers are angry that European banks were bailed out, and now governments are cutting their deficits by slashing spending and pensions and hiking taxes. Meanwhile, the European Commission announces plans today to stop member countries from overspending. The BBC's Rebecca Singer reports governments that borrow too much money will face fines.
The move follows the Greek debt crisis that threatened the future of the euro, and the EU wants to come down hard on any country that may threaten the stability of the eurozone in the future. Governments that fail to comply with strict limits on budget deficits and national debt will be fined, and countries whose economies are veering out of control, like we've seen in Ireland and Spain, will have to show how they plan to get back on track. Carsten Breski is senior economist at ING Belgium and says steps like this are necessary to restore confidence after the Greek fiasco.
Yes, I think. Right now it's really we have this window of opportunity to do something and to implement measures and to show that Europe has learned its lessons from the sovereign debt crisis. So I think they're going to be effective.
Europe already has a system of fines in place, but this will simplify the process so countries can't wriggle out of punishments as easily. And the EU Commission believes that a stable economy is the best way to keep jobs safe. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
The acrimony over European debt is hitting stocks a little. Shares are down in Europe less than 0.5% now, though they rose in Asia. On Wall Street yesterday, across the board, stocks were up about 0.4%. The Dow Industrials up 46 points to close at 10,858.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
The new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is on its way. Bureaucrats are setting up new rules for banks and financial companies to live by, while lobbyists are trying to soften those rules. So says Los Angeles Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, let's remind listeners how this Financial Protection Bureau is supposed to help or affect consumers.
What it's going to do is it's going to consolidate the watchdog activities of about a half dozen different government agencies all into one that will oversee mortgages, credit cards, payday loans, all manner of money stuff that affects consumers.
And how are financial companies trying to shape these new rules?
They're in the meat and potatoes phase, which means they're devising all of the rules and regulations that will provide the rules of the road going forward. That's where bank lobbyists are very busy right now, trying to give banks and lenders and other financial services companies as much wiggle room as possible for business as usual.
And where are the key wiggle points right now?
Well, right now they're trying to make sure that the credit card reforms, for example, are going to have enough latitude to allow these companies to maintain fairly lucrative business practices such as late fees and, you know, overdraft and all those sorts of things.
And what do you think the agency's new leader, Elizabeth Warren, will do to counter those lobbyists?
Well, what they're saying right out of the gate is the credit card reforms are first and foremost. She needs to make sure that these are effective and strong and take away some of what some have called abusive practices by the banks, and to do it quickly. After that, you kind of get a mixed bag. For example, predatory lending. Some advocates say she needs to focus on that. Others say mortgages are a key thing because of the housing market. She needs to streamline the mortgage process.
And why are these activists so concerned about quick, quick, quick?
The advocates I spoke to said Elizabeth Warren has about 1 year to prove the mettle of the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Otherwise, if she can't show that it's effective and efficient, people will start saying, oh, waste of money, bad for business. And the Republicans, who have been very active in saying this is a bad thing, will step up and say, look, we told you so. So she's going to have to come out of the gate with guns blazing.
Keeping an eye on these consumer reforms for you, LA Times consumer columnist David Lazarus. Thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, the Las Vegas Review-Journal reports owners of the new Vdara Hotel and Spa in Vegas are discovering that the building's curved glass focuses the rays of the sun right onto the hotel swimming pool. If you're an ant, you're familiar with this issue. Hotel guests are complaining that when they lie in the wrong spot, they suffer severe burns. The hotel says it's working on a fix. They might want to apply for a clean energy tax credit. Those sunburns are very sustainable. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.